Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey, my friends! We have talked a lot in the past about how important it is to be our fan club president, right? You need to learn to love yourself. You need to have self-worth and believe in yourself. But a huge thing that is such a struggle for a lot of people is really, how do you do that? Has the emperor to you lost its groove? Have you once been good at valuing yourself and you've dipped a little bit? Are you in a slump or in a funk? And how do you get past it to get to that point back where you believe in yourself again? I work with clients on a daily basis and help them find their groove, help them get back to where they're experiencing joy and happiness on the daily. And that is my goal with today's episode. I want to be able to kind of give you the micro steps of what you need to do to help you get back into that place and space mentally of valuing yourself. Because let's be honest, it is so easy to get bewildered when we look around at everybody and think what we're not doing, and lose out on our impact of what we really bring to the table. Because once we let that relationship with ourself slip, it affects everything. Our marriages, our friendships, our parenting, our ability to set healthy boundaries. If we don't have that innate belief that we are worthy of love and that we have this space that we hold on the earth that is precious and that is our own, if we lose sight of that, it will erode so many other relationships in your life. Can you think back to a time where your self-esteem was low and how it affected you and how it affects others? Let's take a look. So when we talk about self-esteem, okay, we hear that a lot. Let's take a look at the word exactly. What does esteem mean? Let's get the dictionary out, right? Which means get your phone and Google this, but with me. Esteem means someone or something that is important, special, or valuable. Do you feel like you're important to yourself? You're valued? You're special? If you don't, this episode is for you. And this is such a common thing. So don't feel like something's wrong with you. Don't feel like you're broken. Don't let your self-esteem get any lower. Because today we're going to talk about how to have good self-esteem if you don't. Or how to raise your self-esteem up if you don't have it quite at the level or the gauge in your gas tank that you want it. The number one thing you need to do is change your story in your mind to yourself. We all have a narrative or a story we've created, right? About ourselves, our shapes, our perceptions, upon everything crutches our thoughts, and our thoughts make up this image in our mind of who and what we are, right? Our values, our belief system. If that is off in your mind, if your self-esteem is low, we got to change that. We got to change your story. How do you change your story? Journal. Get out and journal. Look at what you have accomplished. Write out the hard things that you've done and you've made it through. Because there are so many things that you can look at and be proud of yourself for all of the things, all of the crap that you have gone through and you are here today. That is huge. That should put wind in yourselves. That should help you esteem yourself, value yourself. You're special. Alan Locus said a great thing. Don't believe everything you think. Thoughts are just thoughts. And that is so true. So if you are continuously playing this narrative that you're not good enough, that you're not special, those are not facts. They're not. And we're going to number two, but number three is going to tell you why that is a lie. But number two, to help you boost your self-worth, is do not get into the compare and despair rabbit hole. All right, let's go to one of the best cartoons, right? Alice in Wonderland. And what happens when she falls in the rabbit hole, right? Does she just climb back out pretty easy? No. She goes into a complete alternate universe, right? Like, it is crazy land. And if we get in that compare and despair game, so I like to call it compare and despair. Because anytime you compare yourself, you're going to find yourself disappointed. Like, seriously, with the fish in the sea are looking up at the birds in the sky and they're like, I can't fly. That's right. It's because I'm a loser. There's nothing that I'm good at. But the more you look outside and compare, the more you're going to feel inadequate. So if you start comparing yourself, you have got to stop, because that is going to do nothing but take you down a rabbit hole that you do not want to go down. Okay, so don't compare, because guess what? You're amazing. There's nobody like you. Like, God created the earth and he thought, I need one of you. And that is true. You are supposed to be different. You're supposed to be unique. Someone is supposed to be great at this and great at that. Someone who has a great, amazing sense for cleaning, a great, amazing sense for gardening, for cooking, for rocking the world in their own career, for being physically fit. Like, there's a person that can be all of these people. But we do not have to be all of these people. There's no way, because there's only one of us. So get over the compare, or you will create despair. Number three, I put, channel your inner rock star. Piggybacks right on that. Albert Einstein says, everybody is a genius. But if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it will live its whole life believing that it is stupid. Isn't that so true? Why do we do that? I believe it's the adversary. I believe it's the dark side. Ooh, making a lightsaber noise here. Like, the darkness wants you to believe that there's no good in you, but there is so much good. And don't believe that. Just like Einstein says, you have a genius. You have that within you. You have strengths where others are weak, and vice versa. Someone may be a brilliant musician. Someone might like to sing even though they shouldn't. Let's say that's me. But when I turn up the radio really, really loud, I sound just like Celine Dion, okay? So don't judge me. But that's okay. I know I'm not the best singer, and I'm fine with that, because there's other things that I'm really good at. Are you having a hard time with your self-worth and wondering, you know what? I hear Camille talking, but I don't even know. What am I good at? I'm not good at anything. Let me first tell you, that is a lie. Rewind to number one. Don't believe your negative thoughts. That is not true. You have gifts. You have a reason that you are here. And you are incredible. And you, if you're struggling, not even being able to write yourself a love letter, like, if you can't do that, based upon the strengths, if you're in a space where you can't see those, I am so sorry that you're going through this darkness right now. I get it. I have dealt with depression. I have family members that have dealt with depression. I get it. So what's important to you is a therapist. Ask around. Somebody give you a great referral. A friend. If you have a good friend and you're blessed to have someone in your life, a good friend, a good family member, open up to them and say, hey, what do you see in me that's good? What do you think I'm good at? What do you think I excel in? They'll tell you. If they're a good friend, if they're a true friend, they might tell you something you're not good at, but they'll know the right time and place to do that. But if you are down and you are low and you need a self-esteem boost, I'm here to tell you today, right now, you are good enough. You are divine. You are special. Which is my last one of the day, is number 4. You are of royal lineage. Are you rocking the world with the Oprah interview with the royal family and all that? And I'm just sitting there like, oh my gosh, it's not, that baby's not going to get a title. How rude is that? You know, and just like, my baby doesn't have a title. Wait, we don't even have to. Wait, we all have a title. We are all royal. We have a father in heaven that is a king, and we are his, and he loves us. President Boyd K. Packer, who is a member of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, has a beautiful quote that I love. And it is, quote, "You are a child of God. He is the father of your spirit. Spiritually, you are of noble birth, the offspring of the King of Heaven." Fix that truth in your mind and hold it. However many generations in your mortal ancestry, no matter what race or people you represent, the pedigree of your spirit can be written on a single line. You are a child of God. End quote. And that is so true. You are divine. There is so much good in you. You matter. Even if you feel like you don't, even if it's hard for you to see the good that you have good, you are good, and you are divine. Don't forget that. Your self-worth comes not paid for, not bought in who you are or where you come from physically, but spiritually. You are good enough. Because you are a child of God, and that is so true, and that will never change. I love this symbol of a lily. After my husband had passed away, someone had gave me an Alex and Ani bracelet, which is, they're kind of like a trendy, cute fashion bracelet, and they have little charms on them. And a friend of mine gave me a lily. It's a bracelet, and it has a little lily flower. But the lily flower is to the Buddhists, it's a symbol of gaining enlightenment. Okay. As the lily emerges from the murky mud at the bottom of a lagoon or a river. So think about this. The lily pads, right? That's the frogs jump on. What do they grow from? The mud. And that, so many times in my life, I have felt like I've been growing through the mud, and it's hard, and I get it, and I understand you, but know that it's okay, because you are a beautiful flower, and you will move upward through the water, and you will emerge into the air. You can hear my stuffy nose that I'm sucking the air in, but you will emerge into the air with the light of the day and unfold into a beautiful lily. So whatever you're going through, whatever hardship you're facing, it is meant to make you who you are. It is meant to make you that beautiful creation that God knows you can be. Don't get discouraged. Don't get stuck in the darkness. Look to the light and you keep on going. Believe in yourself. believe that you are here for a reason and that you're good enough. You deserve to be treated with love, kindness, and respect. And that's what I help my clients do. If you're struggling with this and you need more help, you can check out my website, CamilleBauer.com, and you can find out more about my gold level mentoring there. But I think when you feel beautiful on the outside, it helps you feel beautiful on the inside. So if you're frumpy and you're feeling like, hey, I need a little pep in my step, Niska and I are going to be doing a makeup magic course. So from the comfort of your couch, you can get with us on, I think it's March 20th. We bumped it out 1 week because Niska was hanging at her cousin's house like a triple sleepover and my brother got COVID. So my sister-in-law called and was like, hey, do you want Niska to quarantine here with all of us? Because we're quarantining. And I'm like, yes, please. So by the grace of God, my brother's doing great. And Niska and her cousins, they haven't got sick. So anyway, she's quarantining over there. So we are pushing out the makeup class by 1 week. So check out my website again, CamilleBauer.com. You can click on the Makeup Magic course and get info there about how to just feel confident in putting on makeup and getting your groove back. Because I'm here for you. I'm here to support you, here to help you along the way. If you're struggling and you need that extra help and more help than these videos that I offer in my podcasts, then call me up, reach out, and I will help you hold your hand and find your happiness. So I love you guys, and I can't wait to talk to you next week. And have a blessed week. Love you guys.